Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
Take God's word for it. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body by the power that enables Him even to subject things, all things, to Himself. Last week, my Grandma Hilda joined the Lord, and we were there with her. As we had so often been, we were there with her. She had always been there with us throughout our lives in a very special way. She took care of my sister and me when we were little girls. She took care of us a lot because of our dad's health struggles at the time, and my mother needing to be with him for many surgeries. And thank God he's much better now and has been for a while, for several years. But Grandma was like another mama to us, and we loved her, and she loved us so much. There was a very unique, special, priceless bond with her. So it was very appropriate that we would be there singing around her bedside, Jesus Loves Me, and just really telling her how much we loved her and everything, and that we would be present as she was carried away by the Lord Jesus into heaven. We were there when he came and carried her home. And it was very, very profound and unforgettable. So, it happened, as you know, right before Easter. Her visitation was on Good Friday, and her funeral was on the Saturday before Easter. So the emphasis on the resurrection proved extremely meaningful, you know, in a very personal way, very visible way, that we would know that Easter for her was actually going to be every day, because she is with the risen Christ, and he will reunite us, because as our scripture today that I chose says, but our citizenship is in heaven. And for Grandma, it was a very peaceful transition, which is just very, very amazing for us, because we sensed the Lord's presence. She talked about Jesus, and we know that she knew him and knows him now face to face. And every day the Lord is helping us. Perhaps another time I'll share a poem that I wrote, but I'm running out of time at the moment. I want to just say today that from experience, let me tell you, Jesus consistently offers us comfort just at the right time. He is so loving, so faithful, and so real. If I had more time, I'd share the poem I wrote, as well as different accounts of very unforgettable moments in which Grandma expressed things that really caused us to realize, wow, the Lord is here in this room. He is here. And it was unlike any other experience. I have been with the dying in the past, and there is this unique, very almost tangible feeling of God's presence when a believer is about to join the Lord. So today I want to ask you now, are you sure that you would go to heaven today if you joined the Lord? If you were to die, would you join the Lord? It's up to us to accept or reject him. And he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross, and we just need to receive that gift of eternal life, because he bore your pain, your sin, my sin on the cross. And then he conquered the grave, and he rose again And so we don't have to fear death like people who don't know the Lord. But you need to know him on a personal level, because we can't determine when or how to go to heaven. We can't. It's not up to us. It's up to our Creator. He is the one that has revealed what his way. And that's what Jesus said. I am the way. He didn't say a way. He said the way. So we need to turn to him. And I know my grandma would want you to know that this is the most important thing, that you know Jesus before you die, so that you can live with him forever. So let's pray and invite him. Maybe you've kind of drifted. That, hey, it's not too late. Come to him. Come to Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you never change, and that you remain the same loving, faithful Creator, the one who formed us, the one who sent Jesus. You sent Jesus to die on the cross for us. We welcome you, Jesus, into our hearts. We ask you to be our Lord, to rule our lives. We are sorry for our sins. We are sorry for ignoring you and doing things that we've convinced ourselves are okay, but they're not okay by you. Lord, we just receive your gift of eternal life. We repent and receive you right now. We believe you. We believe you, Jesus. We receive you. And I pray for all those who have been going through a lot of pain in their lives and loss. I pray that you would comfort them. Help them to sense your everlasting arms still holding them, still keeping them close. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Go to the scriptures. Go to the scriptures and look up the very comforting Bible verses that can really carry you through a tough time. I would really, of course, suggest Psalm 23, but there are many, many more. And so if I were you anyway, I would go to the concordance of my Bible and look up the word comfort. Okay, sound good? And then pray that God would use you to share that comfort with others. He will, if you're willing. And remember, Psalm 34:10, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. That's because he is so good. He is all we need. Okay, till next time, God bless you, and thanks for listening.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.